Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Get Real, guys. Get hosted real. By me, Ashley, and...
me, BM.
Woohoo! And Get Real is a show where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective, of course. And today's guests, continuing on from last week, we have Lex in the studio, and as well as the founder of 28 Lab, oui. Michael!
Hello. Hello. G'day, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, Alex.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hi. I'm Michael. As Ashley introduced earlier, I am the founder of 28 Laboratory.
Founder father.
Woo! And he's from Sydney.
Yeah, I'm from Sydney.
Sydney, yes. Australia.
Cool. All right. And today we're going to talk about gifts. We are in the holiday season right now. So it's the prime time for gift giving and receiving. Just talk all about gifts. All right. Yeah. Okay. Everyone loves receiving gifts, right? Mm. And giving gifts too.
Yes.
Am I correct?
You are.
All right. So if there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or leave a comment when our full episode videos go up on youtube.com/divepods. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review so more people can find out about our amazing show.
Woo-hoo. And join in on the fun.
Yes.
Yo.
All right. It is December.
It is. December.
It's December.
Damn.
I love the holiday season. Don't you guys?
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm just glad 2020 is over.
I know, right?
It's been a long 2020.
It needs to go.
Yes.
That needs to go.
Okay. So yeah, receiving gifts, giving gifts. I feel like with our friends… Mm-hmm. We always make sure to get each other birthday gifts.
We do.
And it's cute because we all chip in for like one good gift.
We do.
To make sure that that person gets something nice.
Yeah.
We recently had to do that for November as well because Michael's birthday, my birthday, Joan and Corbin's birthday are in November. So we went shopping to pick out our own gifts and got something nice for ourselves.
Yes, we did.
You chipped in for my gift too, right?
I did.
Thanks. I got my first Chanel card wallet.
Hey.
You got a Chanel card wallet? That's what I chipped in for?
You didn't know?
I didn't know. I was like, I knew what we were getting Joan. She got an iPad, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know you got a Chanel.
Joan didn't tell you?
Oh, you know what? I saw a picture. Yeah. I did see a picture.
She sent it to your
I'm right there with you, bro. I don't know what I'm getting them, but I'm like, you know what? As long as they're happy.
Yeah.
Do we just tell them, okay, send me like this much to my bank account?
Yeah, it's like, yo, send me 50. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, I feel like nowadays… So my birthday was October.
Mm-hmm.
And like… there were birthdays previous where I had so much trouble figuring out what I was going to get like the friend who had the birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I just kept asking him like, just tell me what you want or else I'm going to give you something like stupid and ridiculous.
Mm.
So like after they told me, it was so comfortable. I was like, all right, tight. I know now. Yeah. I can just get that for you and we're good. So when my birthday came along, when they asked me, I just told them.
Yeah.
Like I could use a monitor. I could use the headphones. You know, I like this brand and this brand. So you… get whatever along those lines.
It's multiple choice, so you got options. Yeah. You got options, bro.
And I feel like it's so much easier. I feel like before it used to be like, let them like, you know, get what they want.
Mm.
But nowadays I'm just like, if they ask like, what do you want? I just tell them straight up.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's good. Yeah. I think that's better.
I think, right? It's because as we get older, we get a little more practical. True. And when we're younger, we like surprises and we just want them to surprise us with something. But now we don't want to get something we don't need or want because it's just going to become garbage. Yeah. So we're just like, get me this. Yep. I want this.
That's the facts.
Yeah. And I mean, we're comfortable with each other to let each other know, like, I think I need this.
For me, I just feel awkward because, like, I really don't want… Like, same thing. Like, we don't want or need anything. Like, I already got everything I need. And, like, I don't really want anything. I already got everything I want. So, like, when people ask me, like, yo, just tell me what you want. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, stop bothering
me. It's a lot of pressure, too.
True, it is.
Because you don't want to say something that's, like, too pricey.
But then,
like, you still want to think of something that's practical and nice.
Right.
Wait, what did we get you for your this past birthday?
This.
Oh, necklace.
So I try to wear it as much as I can.
That is a sick chain though.
Yeah, man.
It looks good on you.
Yeah, because like everyone was asking like, yo, what do you want? Just tell us what you want. I'm like, I don't want it. Just let me enjoy my birthday.
Did you guys get a lot of gifts from your parents growing up?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Never.
Yeah. Not once?
Never. Nah. Don't lie.
No, I swear. Like my dad and my mom, like they just hated spending money on me.
Oh, really?
They spent all the money on my little brother.
Why? Oh, are they supposed to spend it on the firstborn?
Nah, they never. They hated me. Like I'm sorry. Like
I swear to God.
Like I was always getting bitten up. So they always gave gifts to my brother just to piss me off.
On your birthday or Christmas, you never got birthday.
Nothing.
Dang.
I swear, nothing.
Yeah, we gave you the gift of life.
Yeah, yeah. Tough love. I give you birth, so you just live. No gifts.
What?
Yeah. I don't think so. No. I don't recall getting any presents.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Parents.
Okay. I think I always had to really beg them to get me like a present or something for Christmas. Like, I really want this like remote control car or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be like… Back in the day, I was like, it's like it's $50. I'm like, I'm not getting you a $50 present. I'm like… I really want it. And then I would have to argue to get it.
But then I would get a present
every other birthday. But then… And I remember whenever other family members or whatnot… They would give you birthday money. Mm-hmm. And an envelope or whatnot. But I'm a kid. I don't know what the worth of this… How much this was.
Yeah.
Right.
And then sometimes they would give in big sums. Like 500 or something.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
yeah. So then I'd be like… This ain't what I wanted. Like what am I going to do with $500?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they'd be like… Oh, we got that for you. And my parents would always have it. Like, oh, we'll give it to you when you need it. And I never saw it again.
This payback for the gift of life.
That happened a couple times when I was a kid. And I grew up, I'm like, I wonder what happened to that money.
Oh my gosh.
Can you use that now?
Mom, you still got my 500? I need that.
Yeah.
Peniel will be sitting here not being able to relate, getting presents for Thanksgiving. Peniel got Thanksgiving
presents.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
He convinced his dad to get him a Thanksgiving present.
Yeah.
Really?
His thing was, I want it. It's Thanksgiving. What was the last one?
You love me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Imagine they're just like, no, we don't.
Did you get gifts growing up from your family?
I feel like I got a fair amount of gifts. Mm. Yeah. I always ask for it though.
Oh.
Come on, I need this. I need this, please.
How about you?
I think I got a lot of gifts because I think our parents always try to make up for the fact that they were so busy working.
Mm.
So they kind of spoiled us with gifts and money. I mean, not like spoiling too much. It's just like on birthdays and Christmas and whenever I did well on report cards, my mom would buy me a gift.
Mm.
But I think, every birthday they made sure to, get me gifts.
Mm.
I'd like to get presents for good grades, but that never happened
because I got good grades. Yeah, I feel you. My grades were… I was a straight C student.
I had the mind though.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I want something, so I'm going to get good grades. But I was like, you know what? This is a little harder than I expected. it's a little tough, man.
Yeah.
Presents are hard.
Yeah, my GPA never got me shit.
Cool.
Every year.
What's the most memorable gift you got?
I've had the most memorable gift I gave.
A what?
I don't remember clearly.
Uh-huh.
I just remember it was on Christmas. And when I was youngin', I don't know why. I always wanted money at a certain point. I was all right, I need money. Like I need more allowance or I need something. And I'd always spend it in stupid stuff like candy or whatever.
Yeah.
But I remember one time… I asked my mom for $20.
Uh-huh.
And that's that's a lot of money for like a 9-year-old, 10-year-old
kid.
That
is big money.
That's big.
So, and then she was getting mad. She was getting mad at me, and I was getting frustrated. I'm like, just give me the money. I'm like, try to do something nice. But then I was like, she didn't know what it was for. She just thinking like every other time, like I'm asking for money so I can buy candy or like sweets or toys or whatever. But what had happened, I was with my two cousins at my house, and I didn't know what any of my cousins liked. I don't know what my mom likes, but I have like, all right, I got $20. Like, what can I buy three people with $20?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I have a female cousin and a guy cousin, and they're both younger than me. And they're like, one was like 5, the other is like maybe 2-3 years younger than me.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, what do they like? And I'm 10 years old. All right, I'm going to buy my youngest cousin, since he's a dude. I'm like, he's going to like Pokemon cards or something, or like Yu-Gi-Oh cards or something. I remember it was like some collectible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the female, I bought her like back in gel pens.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like Morning Glory gel pens.
Yeah, like the colorful ones.
Yeah, I don't know if she liked it or not. But I was like, you know what? I was like, girls like that kind of stuff. So like, I get a pack of pens. And I got there was like a little bit of money left. I was like, there was like $5 left. I'm like, snap, what do I do with $5 to get my mom? And I was like, you know what? She has a cell phone. Like cell phone was like the new thing back then.
Yeah.
I'm an old head. So I got her like a little cell phone keychain.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was. And then I remember I tried to package it because we had like hella like Christmas wrapping at home.
Yeah.
And then I'd ask my mom, like I guess she was like really stressed from work and everything because she's a single mom working, like trying to raise these three kids.
Yeah.
And I guess Scott, I was like, oh, everyone come to the dining table that night. And then I was like,
oh, you held a meeting?
Yeah.
When you were 10?
Yeah, man. I was like, all right, everyone come to the dining table.
Assemble everyone.
Yeah. My mom was getting frustrated. She's stressed out. And then I remember I was like, all right, Merry Christmas, guys. And just gave them the present. Like, that was it.
Uh-huh.
That was the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, hey, got you something you like. They're opening. I'm like super happy. I'm like, yeah, like they're going to be so happy.
Yeah.
And then I remember the little kid, he was just like, yeah, like, woo, like Yu-Gi-Oh cards or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like 5. And then the girl comes, she's like, oh my gosh, pens, thank you.
Hey.
And then my mom opened like hers and it was a little keychain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then she started crying though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she started crying. And I was like, but I was confused. I was like, wait, we're supposed to be happy. Like, why is she crying?
Like, you don't like my gift?
I don't understand. And I was like, why are you crying? Why are you sad? Like, it's Christmas. We're supposed to be happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy tears.
But then it's because like she had all that like work and stress built up on her.
Yeah,
and then
she
was getting mad at me for like borrowing money and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the
she realized
thing.
That it was for
her
gift.
Yeah.
She felt bad and she felt appreciated.
But then like growing up, and I was like, oh, like that must have been like really memorable for her.
Yeah.
And then that was like the most I only remember that Christmas ever.
I bet you if she still has that phone, that keychain is priced still.
Nah, she did. Yeah, she did. it was like a $3 keychain. So, yeah.
That's cool. She's gonna have the memory then.
So cute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you have a memorable gift?
My recent birthday, there were a lot of memorable gifts. I have bad memory just in general.
Yeah.
So like whatever the most recent one is, that's the last thing.
I'm there with you, bro.
I got a lot of gifts though.
That's
a lot of cream, like body cream. And they all smell hella good. Oh man. I got… headphones from you guys.
Uh-huh.
Those are really good headphones. I use those a lot nowadays.
AKGs?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
They're good. I got a monitor. I got a hat.
Wow.
I was so happy that day because I went home with like 10 bags.
Uh-huh.
Just full of presents. I was like, it's my birthday. That's all I remember.
Cool.
Okay.
I don't remember anything like too memorable from like back in the day, but it was always stuff that I feel like I just wanted at the time. But when you're a kid, it's nothing that like really is useful to you, like in the long run anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like…
It's for the moment, yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys? Do you guys remember giving or getting anything? Well, I mean getting…
I got nothing.
I got life.
What about from your friends or like…
I was about to say like… Ever since I came back to Korea… Started hanging out with these great people. They always like gifted me with the stuff that I actually needed.
Yeah.
Since I was really like into like fashion, like clothes, all that kind of stuff. And these guys know that. So like Ashley, like Alex and Corbin and all the other guys within the crew, they were like, we should just get Michael something that he really likes. So they always got me stuff that I would actually wear.
Did you say what you wanted or did they just get it for you?
Well, this and past like birthday, we actually went shopping together and he picked it out.
Oh, okay.
So this time I did.
It's much more easier like that though.
Yeah. This time I did. But like the previous birthday, they chose it for me. Yeah.
Did you like the previous gift? Yeah, you
what
did.
What was it again?
It was a cardigan.
Right.
Yeah. Like that's the thing. Clothes. Like when it's our birthdays, like it's a surprise for me too. I'm like, hey, I wonder what we got him. Yeah. Like I'm trying to like,
well, like what did we get him? More active in the group chat.
Like
it's just like how many birthdays in the year for my friends? 10 years. That's how many 50 bucks. That's like each birthday. Okay.
So every birthday is a surprise for me too. I'm like, oh, that's what we got him. Nice. Like,
no, him and Christian, they never respond. They just wait till everything's picked out and settled, and they're like, okay, how much do I gotta send to who?
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, send me this. We got him this. And they're like, okay. Or sometimes they find out at the birthday party.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we got him. Okay.
So it's like a surprise for them. Not the actual birthday.
Oh, that's where my money went. It's okay.
It's like an event for me too. It's fun. I'm like, nice. That's where we got him. That's where my money went.
It's fun though, gift giving.
Yeah, it is.
Right? It's so heartwarming to see their reactions.
That's it. Yeah.
When they open the gifts.
Do you enjoy getting or giving?
Oh, I like both equally.
Yeah, getting gifts is pretty nice.
Getting gifts is nice too.
Honestly.
But like I feel like the feeling is a little different.
Yeah,
like giving, like I'm doing it to make this person happy.
Yeah, yeah, it's selfless.
Yeah. But at the same time, when I'm getting gifts, like you're thinking the opposite. Like all these people thought about me.
Yeah. So you're like really grateful.
I feel like that's also the fun in like presents too. Like just seeing like what thought was put into getting this gift from me.
Mm. Did you ever get something that was like really…
weird?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I got a bra one time.
You got a bra?
Yeah, from a friend.
So why?
It was like back then, back in Australia, we used to like just give just like dodgy ass, like weird ass gifts just to like tease him.
Yeah.
And one time I had my Lebanese friend. His name was Musa.
Musa?
Yeah. And he came out with this strong Lebanese accent. He was like, yo Mike, I got your gift. Open it up. I opened it up. And it was a nice red bra. I remember the size. I think it was like…
I remember the size.
Yeah, I remember the size too. Because I was like, yo, that's huge. You know, like, yo, what the hell? Like, where'd you get this from? Like, and he was like, yo, I got it from Target.
You guys just got you a big ass bra from Target?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, I was like, yo, like, thank you.
Hang it up on your wall.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Like, probably threw it away after a little bit. What do you
I think I did.
Tries it on.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Cool.
What am I going to do? Wait a minute.
That was huge.
Oh.
That was huge. It was insanely huge.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got like any weird gifts before.
You're lucky, man. I got a bra, man.
Did you ask because you've gotten a weird gift before?
No.
You've never gotten a weird gift before?
Not that I can think of. I'm pretty sure there have been, but probably when I was in like middle school or high school. So I can't really recall.
Right.
But then the thing is, whenever I'm on the podcast, I don't remember anything, right? And on my way home, I'm like, damn it, I should have talked about that. I forgot. It always comes back later. It's so annoying.
Oh, yo, I remember one. So this is what a fan did. It was crazy. It's a fan from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
What she did was, so one clothing company I really like is Crooks and Castles.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And man, it's like been one of my favorites since high school. So she got me a Crooks and Castles
jacket?
Crew neck. And then that was from donations from other fans in Brazil, right?
Nice.
And then part of the money went to that. But in honor of my birthday, the rest of the money that they were able to raise, they bought chairs and tables for a little school.
Ooh.
Where nice. They had kids that who learned good. Sitting on the floor.
Right, right,
yeah,
right, right.
So that was wow, a really, really, really memorable one.
That's
yeah.
lit.
She sent me like videos of the little kids saying thank you in like Portuguese and stuff.
Oh, wow.
She was like, oh, oh.
Suck that, get back in there.
Yeah, yeah, it was that was really memorable.
Yeah, a lot of K-pop fans do that, donating in their
name.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Do they do that in the States? I don't know if I've heard of that, but
I think they would be.
Yeah.
In Korea, I know they donate like rice and they donate a lot of money to different charities and organizations. Mm. That's really cool. Maybe I should do that for my next birthday. Just be like don't get me gifts.
Just donate.
Donate.
Because, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, right? That's cool too.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Oh, I remember getting a weird gift.
What?
It was from a fan.
Is it weirder than a bra?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I remember because it was one of the anniversaries for 20-year laboratory. I think it was like a second year.
Okay.
And then… first year. And then one of the fans… I don't remember where they were from. But then I got like a box… bunch of snacks from the States and everything. Yeah. I was like, oh, cool. Like I never tasted this. So I was like eating all that. And at the bottom of the box… I had like a toilet paper roll thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a plastic, right? Uh-huh. So it's like a… customized, like a toilet paper holder.
Uh-huh.
I was like, cool. So I put it in my bathroom. I was using it. So I did my, you know, like number twos.
Yeah.
I was having a good time. And as I was about to wipe, so I was like pulling the toilet papers, right?
Yeah.
And then some weird-ass noise started coming through. I was like, where's the sound coming from? I was like, what was that? And it was like a girl's voice, right? I was like, what is this? And the toilet paper roll, the holder
thing… speaker.
Yeah, it actually had like a recording of our fans' voice in it.
Uh-huh.
I think it was. I don't remember the messages, but as soon as I heard that, I was like, "Yo, that's creeping me out."
Wait, so every time you pull it, like played?
Yeah, you was like, I don't remember what it was. It was like congratulations.
Or enjoy
like,
your number two, my boy.
I was like, yo, what is this? Like, you know, like the number two that was about to drop, like you went back in. I was like, yo, what was that? You know, like, it was like scary.
Wait, the trees don't what? Use too much, Michael.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. And then I think I hopped on an Instagram live after that. I was like, yo, thank you for the gift and everything, but you have to warn me. Like,
yeah, you gotta give me a heads up.
You gotta give me a heads up.
Yeah, like that was pretty weird, but yeah.
But like more than gifts, I still love receiving letters and cards more.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I feel like we don't do that as much anymore, or it's either through Messenger or like Kakao or like Instagram.
True.
Mm. I was gonna write him a birthday card, but he like passionately refused. He was like calling me names and he was like, don't do that. And I was like,
why?
What?
Why'd you say none?
Because he's shy.
You said you were gonna write me. Oh, you did.
Yeah.
On Instagram. You're like, I was gonna write a letter, but I just didn't.
No, I didn't say
I just
that.
Didn't. No? What'd you say? I was gonna write a letter. I'm gonna write a letter. You said you did say you're gonna write a letter.
Why'd you refuse?
Oh no, it's just like…
It's just ticklish. Like…
Yeah, it's like…
I like getting letters though.
Excuse me.
I like letters, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you have said? Hey, let me hear it then. Let me hear what you're
saying. No!
Oh, see, it's like this.
It's weird. It's, you know, I have to put more thought into writing it. I can't just say it like that out loud.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Matthew.
It is your 28th birthday today.
We've been friends since back in the… I remember back in the day when we used to…
Wait, did you ever… That reminds me. Did you guys ever get letters or cards from your parents?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Oh, I think I did when I was in the army. Yeah, when I was in the army.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, when I was in the army.
Okay.
And I cried like a little girl.
Dang.
Aww.
Okay, so they do love you.
No, they do. They do. It says something like, you know, like don't like stop, you know, whinging about how difficult it is. Just suck it up.
Yeah.
Do your thing and come out and, you know. And I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, yeah, so you were probably, your household was probably more like tough love type.
My dad, yeah. I think he hated me. I think my mom loves me, I think.
Yeah,
but like,
it's tough love.
Yeah, my dad, he was tough.
Mm.
He was tough.
Yeah, for sure. But when you get like letters in the army, like that stuff hits different. Like it could be like, it's like, oh, hope you're having a good day. Like it could be like a short, like 2-sentence letter.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm like, oh,
you cannot
gosh.
Have a good day in an army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My member is on his second month in the army right now.
Ooh.
A third month now. Third month. And I've never heard him talk that soft to me on the phone ever. He was like, oh, Mathieu, oh, 잘 지냈어? Like, I was like, you know, he's never talked to me like that. He's like, oh, thank you for the letters, man. I was like, oh, yeah, no problem, bro.
That gives a lot yeah. of strength yeah. in the army for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. That's what I heard.
Definitely.
That's literally like the best gift you can get in the army.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That keeps like you sane.
Yeah, yeah.
And snacks too.
Oh yeah, snacks too.
Yeah.
Oh, snacks.
Can you send snacks?
You can.
Oh, you can.
You can.
Oh.
But you get them checked and everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe I'll send them some snacks.
Right.
Send them.
That's a very good gift. That's or you give them like essentials, like I don't know, like wet wipes or like
lotion,
shampoo or
foam
whatnot.
Foam cleanser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He likes ojingeon. Maybe I'll send him some ojingeon.
Yeah, man.
Ojingeon.
Let's have a time of reflection.
Reflecting
on the past year, what are the true gifts of life? What do you guys…
Of life.
Yeah. What do you guys think is like… What, I mean, the life itself,
life itself is, the gift,
is
the, yeah.
pretty much the biggest gift. Mm.
Life.
Think about times where I just feel like…
This is the best gift.
Yeah. Just appreciative.
I don't know if you consider it a gift, but I feel like once you get into like that moment with your friends mm-hmm. and you're like just grateful for that moment and like
yeah.
the people around you, you're like, wow, this is the best thing. Like, yeah, there's a time where you're thinking like, wow, this is the best.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so thankful and grateful for mm-hmm. this moment and all yeah. these people around me.
I feel that.
I no, feel that's
a yeah. gift 100%.
Yeah.
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 Mm. Just knowing like… It's real.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's real with everyone that
yeah.
you're with.
Yeah.
And for like an artist too, I feel like how our gift to the audience is like our music. Mm. But getting that good feedback and response and energy from the listeners.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is like a really huge gift that back is, to the artist.
That is. Good feedback is always a great gift.
And people saying like, it's like, oh, like your music inspired me or like it helped me or like changed the way I thought and like it really…
Yeah.
Give me strength. And that is like… I'm like… Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like… Thank you for your music. No. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for yeah. listening. Just the fact that my stuff could give you that kind of effect. Like
yeah.
you
yeah.
just telling me that it helped you. Like that is yeah. the best gift to me.
Mm. Yeah. Just reciprocation of that.
Yeah.
That energy.
Just good energy back and
yeah,
forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
yeah.
We found some people having issues on Reddit related to our topic. So let's see if we can offer any insight. User UnicornDust1860 says, what's a good birthday gift for my picky mom? My mom's birthday is on the 14th and I want to give her something nice. This is the first year that I have a job and can buy something a little more expensive. Ooh. Problem is, she never wants anything. She's picky AF and every Christmas and birthday, she chooses something at a store and we pick it up. This time, I actually want to surprise her. Basically, what's something you buy for your picky mom and something that she will actually like? Please help.
Cell phone keychain.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, I think pay attention. Look for little things where she's like, damn, I could really use one of these or one of those.
I feel like more than something… It's hard to pick something they want, but I feel like something they could use.
Yeah, yeah,
it'd be like
yeah.
the safe bet, like the safe way out.
I agree. If not, do what you've been doing. Just let her pick it out.
But he wants to surprise her because this person can actually spend more money this year and wants to get something nice.
Mm.
But it would be disappointing if she wasn't surprised and you spent all that money.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe you should surprise her and be like, hey, mom, remember last year we spent this much, but surprise, here's this much. And then like, you know, that you doubled it up your money or something. I don't know.
Mm.
If not, I feel like…
Find out like her hobbies or things she enjoys. If she likes fancying up or like she likes decorating or something.
Yeah.
What about like a coupon to like a really nice fancy spa?
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. That's always good. Like where they can like kind of like…
relax.
Yeah. Like a getaway.
Nice
massage.
Yeah.
Moms, they… I don't know. I think they tend to go very like… I don't know.
My mom's really picky too. She either wants like something really expensive or it's like…
Like branded stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want that new like Dior bag. I'm like
I can't buy that for you. Sorry.
It's like 10K.
My mom's picky too. It's like if I was to get her like a massage or like a spa, like coupon or something, she'd be like, that doesn't last. I don't want that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It goes away.
Yeah. they want to have something that can actually last. Mm. So I'll say, I don't know, like a wallet or something like that. I don't know. Like mom's always like branded.
Yeah. Wallets,
I think.
True that.
My mom never said like, don't spend too much. But every time when I got a branded wallet.
She loved it.
She was like, oh my God, I love you. I love you too, mom. Thank you. My wallet don't love you, but like, I love you. Yeah, it was like that all the time.
I feel like jewelry is a safe bet. Like you'll come back to it eventually. Yeah. Like you'll find an outfit for it or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe something that's not too particular or too unique. Something that goes well with everything.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Like a little simple. Stud or like…
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or something that can go with an outfit.
Classic,
that
yeah.
You know.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got her like… I think I got my mom like a jewelry, like an earring one time. Uh-huh. And she was like, I don't even have my ears pierced. I didn't even… I was like, oh, sorry. My bad. Oh, shoot. And she was like, what is this? It's like, oh, it's a nice gift from Louis. And like, I think I got her like a Louis Vuitton, like a earring or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was back in Australia. She was like, oh, thank you. And she opened it up fully excited. And she was like, what the hell is this, man? Like, you see these ears? It's like, it's clean. I didn't get it pierced. I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I'll fail. Take that.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
So. Honestly, when it comes to mother's gifts, I feel like everyone is on the same boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no right answer.
Really, yeah, there's no right answer. It's really hard. I feel like when it comes to gifts, most moms are picky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most moms are pretty picky and they're very particular. So,
you just got to hope for the best. Like, buy something and hope for the best.
Yeah. I mean, just try, like I said earlier, pay attention to what you feel like she's been like, you know, giving signs to what she needs or what she's into. And like,
yeah,
cater to that.
Like, if she's into cooking, you can get her like a nice, like,
spatula.
Like a nice frying pan set. Or fruit processor.
Like, gets you in.
Cash is safe.
Know what I'm going to use this for?
The spank you.
Or you can always get something and include a gift receipt so she can exchange it for something else.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just give her cash. I think cash always.
Yeah, don't they always like cash?
I'm not going to lie. Like, everyone says, like, that's the most. What's chongopso?
Chongopso?
Like, very.
There's no.
You didn't put any effort into looking for gifts or anything like that.
Yeah, like, there's no emotion in it.
Yeah.
Because it's like the easy way out. But at the same time, I feel like. That's the one where it's like it's the most safest and like they can get the most benefit out of it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Or you could do something like this. You could like make like a draw out if you're a daughter or a son, like a son certificate to the mall. You could spend more X amount of money.
That's cute.
For you, you know what I mean? Be like, hey, this is you. And be like, oh yeah, let's go to the mall now. You know what I mean? Let her pick it out and go shopping with her.
Yeah.
Like,
kind of
be like a smooth little thing to.
Yeah.
I don't know what to get you.
Yeah. And you can also go on a date with your mom. Spend some quality time.
True that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Boom. Okay. Take that idea. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. We have a message from user Spiderfella.
Spider.
Every year during the holidays, my wife and I find ourselves in yet another gigantic pile of unwanted and junky gifts taking up space in our small home. This is not to say that we dislike most gifts or that we are overly picky with what we receive. You see, the problem stems from only two gift givers, my mother and grandmother. Although they will sometimes buy requested gifts, they also spend hundreds of dollars on cheap, barely usable items every year. These gifts include ill-fitting, irregular piece of clothing that and unneeded large kitchen gadgets from discount closeout stores, cheap electronics that don't work, large pieces of home decor, lots of cosmetics and soaps with no labels, new but low quality blankets and towels, older items with no tags, cups, fidget spinners, and poorly made luggages that looks like it would fall apart after one trip. I do appreciate the thought that they want us to open many gifts for the holidays, but this is such an extreme example of quantity over quality. If it was easy for us to return these items, we would. However, no gift receipts are ever included. Some items do not have tags, and many of these discount stores don't accept returns. These unwanted items usually end up being donated or cluttering up our home. I've tried giving bigger wish lists at the request of the gift givers, but rather than buying a few good quality needed items on the list, they will be supplemented with a surplus of random, useless, and low quality garbage. I'd also like to point out that this is not about money. Neither gift givers struggle financially, and I'm not asking that they spend more. Mm. We would just prefer fewer gifts, but ones that we can actually use. Mm. I don't know how to ask for this without hurting their feelings. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for reading.
Man, this person sounds very stressed out.
Yeah. Could be like, hey, what's up, mom? Man, we got so much clothes at our house and like a lot of kitchen gadgets from like discount closeout stores. Shoot, we got so much cheap electronics that don't work. Large pieces of home decor. So much cosmetic and soap with no labels. Blankets and towels that we don't even need. What are all these old items with no tags? Cups.
How many fidget spinners?
We can't forget the poorly made luggage, but I can really use a new Rolex or a car.
That's difficult though, telling them. Yeah, I don't need all this. Yeah. Just give me a Rolex, you know? Like, you can't say that, you know what I mean?
I mean, even if it wasn't about like the sum of spent on it, I'm like, all right, so like, remember last year? Like, don't do that. just even if you're gonna give me something useless, just like cut it down to like one useless thing. Like,
yeah, one big useless
thing. Yeah,
I feel like I would just tell them that I'm trying to live a minimalist life now and to stop giving me so much things. I mean, they're my family, right? So they gotta understand.
Or just have like sit them down, like, mom, sit down. Stop. Stop.
Please.
Stop.
No.
This person is saying her.
His mom, his wife,
and his grandma.
Yeah.
Got him a fidget spinner. Yeah, they're cool, man. Like, I don't think my grandma will ever like go out of the way to like, you know, fetch a fidget spinner.
I can't imagine my grandma buying.
They don't even know what a fidget spinner is.
Yeah. Mm. It's cute how they think of them. My grandma's the same. Every time I go over to her house, she never lets me leave empty-handed, and she gives me all these things, but things that I don't really need. Mm. So I just
like
end
what?
Up.
Can you think of anything?
She gives me her pajama pants, like those ningjanggo bajis, like the flower printed.
Yeah, they're needed.
I guess. Yeah. And she just starts looking everywhere for things that she doesn't need that she can give me.
I'm really okay,
grandma. She's like, no, take this. I mean, that's just kind of…
It's a grandma.
Their heart. Yeah, it's their grandma.
Grandma,
instincts.
I like that watch though. I'm not that one.
I don't know. I'll say just like still take them. Like take all the gifts.
Yeah.
You know, they thought of you. You know, like just take it. But then after a while, just throw like a garage sale
or
something.
Sale.
Yeah, like a flea market.
With the presents that you got.
Like, and what if your mom and grandma shows up and they're like, what is this doing here?
They probably won't even remember because they give so much stuff. But like, no, even like this person was saying, you know, I don't get, you know, receipts or like any of the, you know, like whatever. Like they don't take like, you know, like discount stores don't accept returns.
Yeah.
They were even thinking about returning them anyways, right? So why not just throw like a flea market, just sell them, invite them too. Just so that they know that I don't
need it. Let them buy it back.
Yeah, it's like, you'll take it.
Let them buy it back.
Pay me money. I don't need this fidget spinner.
Oh, if you're confident they're not going to remember, you could just gift it back to them.
Yeah.
No,
hey, surprise. I thought, you know, I'll give you guys some gifts and just give it back to them.
See this? This
what
is
are
a fidget
these?
Spinner.
Oh, just some cheap electronics that don't work. Some home decor and some
That's
cosmetics.
Pretty funky though. Like giving them a lot.
See
like,
this luggage? You could use
work.
It about once.
Just once.
I think it's how you grew up though. Like if you don't grow up with much, you get in the habit of collecting like small but unnecessary
sums.
Things instead of spending money on one like good quality item because you can't afford to. I think my grandma's like that too, and I think this is what they might be like. If they see something on sale or like a good deal, they're like, okay, I gotta get this now before it gets more expensive.
Yeah,
I feel like if they just squish all that into one, like something
like,
on a deal with that same sum that they're spending on all of this stuff.
It'd be really nice.
That would be more beneficial.
Yeah.
I don't know, but honestly, like it's more on preference. Like everyone, the way they do things is different.
Yeah.
But yet, like if it's really bothering you, like let them know. Like be like, I have too much stuff. It's cluttering my house. Like I'm thankful for the all of this stuff, but I just can't use it all right now. I rather prefer just one.
Yeah.
Okay. Something
honest.
I can use.
Yeah. Just say it respectfully.
Yeah. Just sort of like I'm so thankful. Like just because you definitely are thankful for the mind and like because the way they said it, like they're thankful for it, but like they're just getting too much.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, mom, chill. Like I'm happy. I'm thankful.
Mm. Yeah.
Boom. There you go. Yeah, this is hard.
That's very difficult. The mom ones are hard.
Yeah, the mom ones are always very difficult. I feel like Alex said, just being honest is probably the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just show, as long as they know like you're grateful and like thankful for it, then you're like, it's good.
Yeah. So. We talked about gifts.
Receiving and giving. At the end of the day, it's the thought that counts.
True. 100%.
So enjoy gift giving and gift receiving at the end of the year holiday season.
Yeah.
And we're going to say goodbye for today.
Oh, wait. What? Before we do, I would like to promote my brand. Hey, you know what would be a great gift for someone that's special to you? Is a Big Titty Gang hoodie. Proceeds go to breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
So, yeah. BTGX Stadium LA.
Boom. Respect.
Go
patch zip-up hoodies. They nice.
Yeah, man.
They're
support the man. Support the man.
It's the movement. Boom. Healers Gang is also on the way too. Healers is going to be a completely new one. It's going to go towards anti-bullying. So, stay tuned.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yay.
Yo.
That's cool. That's
Take it away, Ashley.
Okay. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Michael, for coming out.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank
you for having me.
Is there anything you want to say?
Support Matt and his Big Titty Gang.
Support 28 goods. Labs.
BTG.
Support 28 Labs. Support. Go subscribe to their YouTube channel as well.
And Alex's new song, Black, is out. So check that out too.
Go listen.
Cool.
All right, guys. Stay updated on the show through our Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be up very soon on youtube.com/divepods. All right. Once again, thank you everyone for listening. And we'll see you in the next episode.
5 stars.
Bye.
Peace. 5 stars.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.